notice that everything you ever thought would make you happy ever after didn't? Ooh, me too. It turns out Sean Cassidy was not my soulmate. Orgasms only last a few seconds, and money does not buy happiness. Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser, and welcome to Sex, Love, and Elephants, the weekly podcast where we explore relationships, mind, and the meaning of life. A place where you are normal if you feel like something's missing, even though you have it all. Because guess what? Happiness is an inside job. How do I know? Well, if a Buddhist nun and a sex expert had a baby, I'm it. I'm a psychologist, sex therapist, and author. I've meditated for 12 hours a day for months at a time. I've studied Tantra in Tibet, and I've taught for people like Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield, and helped thousands of couples reignite passion. My mission with a loving heart is to kick your ass off the couch and into awakening. And here's the secret. If you want to cultivate wild love that lasts, compassion and curiosity, and the superpower of being happy for no reason, first, you've got to meet your elephant. So let's go. Hello, my beauties. Welcome to the second episode in January 2023 of this series I'm now going to be calling Relationship Reboot 2023. So all five Mondays in January, I'm bringing you actionable steps to create change in your relationship. Now, I know it's the beginning of the year and you're overwhelmed with calls to action, to take action on this and to become more fit and to set 18 different New Year's resolutions. Bah humbug on that. Not asking you to do that. So what I'm going to do this month is each episode is going to be fairly short. I'm going to keep them to around 15 minutes per. So you have no excuse but to put me in your ears, maybe jump on that Peloton or take the dog for a walk or sit with a lovely cup of tea or glass of bubbly and listen for 15 minutes of Relationship Reboot, where each of these episodes, I'm going to target one or two specific actions that you can take to improve your relationship in 2023. Quick review of last week. If you didn't hear that episode, it's only 15 minutes long. Go give it a listen and then join me here. But if you don't have those extra 15, here you go. Here's a quick recap of the first of five Relationship Reboot 2023 Sex, Love, and Elephant episodes. What I asked you to do last week was something of a thought experiment. I asked you to cast your mind forward 12 months from now. Let's say New Year's Eve, 2023 turning into 2024. And the question is, what do you want your relationship to look like? What do you want to be happening in your relationship, not happening in your relationship? First question was that one. The second one was, how do you want to feel within your relationship and about your partner? The third question I posed last week was, who do you want to or need to become to be a great partner to your sweetheart? So if you didn't answer those questions last week, you can pause this right now and answer them right now. Ideally, write your answers down. Why? Because that will help you actually take action and create change. Otherwise, you can fall into the lousy modern day habit of consuming a lot of information in a receptive way, listening, watching, enjoying. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But if all we do is consume information and we don't set intentions and then turn those intentions into actions and then take action, nothing changes. You can watch all the shows you want on how to bake the most beautiful cakes in the world because you'd like to learn how to bake a cake. But if you don't actually buy ingredients, get a recipe, do some trial and error and have some little hungry mouths around to lick the bowl of the beautiful batter you make, you're never going to have a cake that you don't buy from a bakery. Okay, all pretty obvious, but it bears repeating because we humans are a bit self-sabotaging, even not consciously and not necessarily on purpose, but we tend to want things, but we don't do what it takes to get there. So this week, episode 2 of 5 of Relationship Reboot 2023, I'm going to ask you to do two things. The first thing is I want you to revisit that thought. Who do I want to be, or how can I be a better partner this year? Now, this can be a big thing or a small thing. One that I often work with, and if you're a regular listener or if you've worked with me in one of my programs, you know that I talk about this a fair bit because I always want to keep it real. I'm not perfect. Just because I'm a love and sex expert and well-trained in the field and I'm pretty skilled at helping other people get it together doesn't mean I have it all together. No one does. I'm human too. So one of the things I work with, and I revisit this multiple times a year, that I work with to be a better partner to my sweetheart, is the art of speaking more kindly. I've got a very expressive voice, and if I'm annoyed with you, you probably know it. And if I'm impatient, come on, you probably know that too. And if I think you're doing something stupid, you probably know I think that's stupid. Even if I'm saying correct words, I have to be very careful. By correct words, I mean fair words. I mean, if we wrote the words down I'm saying to my husband, they would seem fine. But I have to be careful about the tone of voice. This expressive instrument of my voice can really be used as a weapon when I'm not being mindful. To keep it really simple, I can be verbally unkind. I can even be verbally abusive if I'm flooded and angry. So one of the things I work on to be a better partner for my sweetheart is my tone of voice and my speech, as well as the actual words I use. What's one of yours? If you did last week's episode or you did it just now, the third question is, who do I want to be? How can I change? How can I improve to be a better partner? Maybe you could make more romantic gestures. Maybe that's something you're a bit weak at and your guy or your gal or your they has said, I really wish you'd do more romantic things. I want to feel desired or like you want to romance me, you know, honey, like you did when you were dating me. So if you know that that's a bit of a weakness, it does not come naturally. How about you set an action right now to say, one of my goals as a partner and within my relationship for this year ahead is to be more mindful to, I'm trying to avoid saying work on, because who wants to work on their relationship? We have a lot of other work to do. So how can I be more mindful? How can I bring more intention? How can I take more action to offer my partner more romantic gestures? How can I do a more thorough and a pleasing job of creating dates for us, for example? I'm going to give you that as a challenge toward the end of today's episode, actually. So if you know it would behoove you to be more romantic and to act and say more romantic things, then that's a wonderful intention to set. But then you need to take it into action by making some actionable goals. For example, I'm going to make a point to tell my partner they look handsome, beautiful, sexy, or wonderful at least once a day. Now, you're probably going to forget, because if that's not a natural thing for you to do, if it's not a habitual pattern, you need to create a new pattern by giving yourself reminders. Honest to goodness, use your smartphone. Set it to Bing at, I don't know, 3:55 in the afternoon, some time that works for you. You can make it random times and set a different Bing tone. Use a duck quack or a radar sound, something different from your usual text alert or your usual alarm alert. So it catches your interest because it's new and different. And that means, oh yeah, say something or text something or a voice memo something romantic to my partner right now. It's that simple. It could be, I love you, or I'm so glad I chose you. If you're not good with words, well, you can certainly learn to be. Don't limit yourself with that description. But if it's easier for you, no problem. Google romantic things I can say to my partner and borrow someone else's good idea. That's completely A-okay. Also, if let's say, to review, today's main action I want you to take is to pick one thing that you'd like to improve at or in how you act or what you do as a partner. So this isn't trying to get something. This is about giving. My friends, this is about how can I, Cheryl, be a better partner to my mate? In my case, one of them, and I have a lot I work on because I'm a work in progress and I love to grow. I love to improve. I love to catch myself when I mess up and begin again. This is my most passionate personal journey and something I try to help other people facilitate as well. How to grow in positive, wholesome ways. So I also am making myself a really big commitment this year. Meaning, it's not a big commitment in terms of the vastness of the actions, but it's big to me because it's important to really be more proactive with dates and getaways this year. So in my husband's sexy stocking, if you listened in mid-December, I give you the sexy stocking challenge. There's a prize coming out to a winner. We'll announce the winner in an upcoming episode who did their sexy stocking and sent me a picture of it. Anyway, we decided to each do 7 IOUs. I think we each did a couple more than 7, but they're really, really cool. I'll find them and I'll read them on an upcoming episode. But one of mine was, I want to take you on an adventure date. We're going to go for paintball. I've never done paintball and I think it'd be super fun. Or maybe laser tag because I bruise easily. or we're going to go on a high ropes climbing course. And I can't remember the third one. I said, one of these three things or something like it, an adventure date. We're going to get out of the box. We're going to laugh. We're going to maybe shriek with nerves. And then didn't things come fantastically full circle on Christmas Day? My dad and my little sister conspired, got their heads together. They didn't know about my sexy stocking challenge. They didn't know that the day before, when we'd opened our stockings, my partner had received from me an IOU that said, I'm going to take you on an adventure date. And ta-da, my dad and my little sister gave me us as our Christmas gift from them, a really generous gift certificate to an adventure zipline company on Vancouver Island. So what? There you go. Adventure date. So if you want to be more romantic, if you want to be more mindful, thoughtful, and proactive in 2023 to help your partner feel excited about you again, excited about your relationship again, to have more fun together, you've got to not just decide you'd like to be more romantic, because trust me, babies, it'll fail. Deciding to do something is a very early first step. And if it's not followed up by actions, commitments, put it in your diary, my friends. Make an actual appointment. Like I said, have your phone bing at a random time each day with an unusual sound. That means, oh yeah, text or phone, or say, if we're in person, something romantic to my partner. Decide that the, I don't know, third Thursday night of each month is going to be adventure date night, or a sexy date night, or romantic date night. So that's your main challenge for today's second of five Reboot Your Relationship 2023 relationship challenges to review. I want you to take one of those things from the first week's challenge, which I quickly covered off the top today. How do I want to change or improve or be a better partner? What do I want to bring to my partner this year? For me, work on my kindness, work on being more proactive in terms of planning fun and exciting outings, dates, and getaways. So I've now made very specific plans about that. I invite you to do so as well. Plus, I'm going to give my idea. It's hardly my idea, like I invented it. What I mean is the idea I chose to really focus on, the adventure date idea, and I'm going to give it to all of you today. Here's the next prize winning challenge. I'm going to give away a bunch of prizes at the end of January. We're going to randomly select those of you who email us to show us evidence of you doing at least one of these challenges. So last week, I asked you to email your answers to those three questions to hello@drcherylfraser.com. And today, number two of five, I'm asking you to do the following. Go on an adventure date sometime in the month of January. Go snowmobiling. I did that for my sweetie last year, about a year ago this time, actually. I think it was in January or February last year. We'd never been snowmobiling. I actually had a patient, one of my psychology patients, tell me about going and how much fun it was. And I thought, what a cool idea. We're not skiers, but we like snow and we like adventure. So I found the place she'd gone and I booked us, I think it was a 4-hour, 5-hour tour on a snowmobile. We each had our own snowmobile because, honeys, I do not ride behind anybody. I like to drive, and so does he. Way more fun to have your own, in my view. It was so fun. So your challenge for week two is this. Go on an adventure date. Now, you can interpret adventure however you want. I've given you some fairly adventurous adventure ideas, but maybe for you, it's trying a new restaurant with a new type of cuisine you've never had before in a new part of town. Maybe it's going to a salsa dance club and taking a free dance class and then attempting to salsa dance while laughing your heads off. Maybe it's going to a live sports event or concert. Maybe it's simply going for a hike on a new hiking trail. It doesn't have to involve death-defying feats of crazy. You don't have to bungee jump to win a prize, but you do need to go on the date, take a selfie of the two of you on your adventure date, and email it to hello@drcherylfraser.com. And we're going to randomly pick, oh, at least five prize winners, maybe more, at the end of January. And I'm going to give away some great prizes. Copies of my book, Buddha's Bedroom, some sexy truth or dare games, maybe some toys that wiggle and shake and bring you great pleasure, and more. So participate. Why? Because by taking action, by going to the effort of planning the date, having the date, which, by the way, is going to be a boatload of fun, and then sending me a photo, you're really doing what psychologists and behavior researchers like myself find and have shown with research and massive years of training and observation. People achieve goals when they set small action steps and execute them. It's not rocket science. It's how you've achieved everything else in your life, your degrees, your career, how you parent, buying a home. You had to set goals and take action. You can't buy a home unless you look for a home and find money and get a mortgage and talk to a realtor and hire a lawyer and a conveyancer. It doesn't happen on its own. Guess what, my loves? A great relationship, a great love affair, doesn't happen on its own either, which brings us to today's Love Bite. Great relationships are not an accident. Great love can last a lifetime. You're the one who can make it happen. All right, thank you so much. That's number two of our five-week series, January 2023, Rebooting Our Relationships. What better time than now to choose love and to make passion a priority? I'll be with you next week. And don't forget to go on that adventure date. Take that selfie and send it along. I can hardly wait. I'll share some of your great ideas on the air as well. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments or maybe an idea for the show or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.